sacrifice for me and my grandchildren.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
WJMA News Time, 11:05. Five-county weather, partly cloudy today. Considerable cloudiness tonight and Wednesday. Highs today, the mid-70s to around 80. Lows tonight, the upper 50s and low 60s. Highs on Wednesday, upper 70s or low 80s. Chance of rain, 10% today and tonight, 20% tomorrow. Winds from the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour. This morning in Orange, our temperature is 76. The humidity is at 58%. Celsius reading, 24 this morning. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
It looks like a cola, but it's not. I just had to try the special taste it's got. Funny how things can look the same, but a cola's just a cola, no matter what its name. So don't you believe nobody else. You go and find out for yourself. Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood. And it tastes different. And millions of people love the difference of
the most ridiculous way to start a record I ever heard.
Edward G, Jimmy C, Humphrey B, they could settle a gangland score. Peter Lorre, that kook, Clark the King and the Duke, Duryea, Turembe, Conti II, Les LaRue, Marilyn Monroe and Brigitte Bardot, Clara Bow and Harlow, ooh. Rita Hayworth and Mae West, Jane Russell's chest was the best. They don't make them like that anymore. They just don't make them like that anymore. And I'm staying up late at night watching them in black and white. Gary C, Marlon B, Carrie G, Tyrone Power and Errol Flynn. Valentino the Sheik swept the chicks off their feet. Fairbanks Doug, there's a stud. Rocka Hud, Elmer Fudd. W.C., Groucho Marx, Jack Benny, Stan Anali. Chaplin too. Bobby Moore on the road. Whoa, how they lightened our load. They don't make them like that anymore. They just don't make them like that anymore. And I'm staying up late at night watching them in black and white.
Esther, she never sank. Karloff and Bella and Wolfman Long were the monster men of all time.
I'm not a monster.
Sonny Tufts, Vic Mature, Richard Lou.
Richard who?
Whatever happened to you? They don't make them like that anymore. They just don't make them like that anymore. And I'm staying up late at night watching them in black and white.
Stop the music. I'm mortified.
Don't make them, just don't make them. Don't make them, just don't make them.
And I'm staying up late at night watching them in black and white.
Don't make them, just don't make them.
Now that's
don't make them, just don't make them.
Just don't make them like that anymore. Probably won't make any more records like that either. That is from Reunion. On the morning show, 9:30 after 11 at WJMA. Ross Hunter on duty till 12 o'clock, high noon today. This is from, what's his name, the guy who plays the piano all the time. Peter Nero, something like that, I think. And this one is called The Soul Ballet. Soul Ballet. It's Peter Nero, a new single from Peter Nero. It's 13 after 11 at WJMA this morning. If you are heading out of the country for foreign lands this summer, here's a book that may be of help to you. It's put out by Blue Cross Blue Shield folks, and it's a pocket-size free booklet to help you tell in other languages what is wrong with you. It has German, French, Italian, and Spanish words and phrases to describe food poisoning, toothache, or other aches and pains that the traveler might encounter on his trip. Wonder if it has one in there of I've just been robbed. Well, here's another ache and pain that perhaps we can help you do something about. How to save on electricity, particularly in reference to using lights. Don't leave incandescent lights burning when they're not needed. Open drapes and blinds to use free and non-polluting natural sunlight. When decorating a room, remember that lighter colors reflect light better than darker colors and will aid in reducing the amount of light needed. Try replacing high-wattage bulbs with lower-wattage bulbs. If you're thinking of adding or changing fixtures, look into the use of fluorescent lights. They produce more light per watt, are less expensive to use, give off less heat, and last up to 10 times as long as incandescents. Keep light fixtures clean so that they give out maximum light. This has been a conservation tip from the Ecology Title III Office and the Eco-Science Club, all the friendly folks over there at Orange County High School. Last day of school today, isn't it, gang? Well, here's Home Talk and Fred Gwynn.
Well, the name of the program is Home Talk.
Whoops.
And what's my name? Your name is Fred, Betsy Palmer.
Right, and you're Fred Gwynne.
That's right. Saying welcome to the series dedicated to making your home a thing of beauty and a joy to live in.
And our program is furnished as a very nice special service of Armstrong, who are the makers of do-it-yourself floors and carpets and ceilings.
You know, Betsy, I don't think I ever told you, but I've enjoyed listening to you talk about historical homes from time to time.
Have you? Well, that's nice to hear. I'm going to be talking about another one.
Oh, good. When?
Actually, right now, and you're going to help me do it.
That's not fair. I haven't had time to do any research.
Ah, no, but those little gremlins have been doing it for us both. And you actually do know this house, Fred.
It's mine.
It's the White House, actually.
Oh.
And there's still room for you in it, maybe. Have you been in it?
Not by invitation, I regret to say.
But there's nothing wrong with being a tourist, you know, particularly when the word bicentennial is on everyone's lips these days.
Ah, no, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the White House is certainly a living reminder of our heritage.
It is that. And
you know, I don't think I want to be anywhere within about 70 miles of Washington next year. This is plenty close. There are enough tourists in Washington in the summer to choke all the flies, much less next summer with the bicentennial. No way. No way. WJMA weather for Orange, Shelby, Stevensburg, and Midway. Partly cloudy today and considerable cloudiness tonight and Wednesday. Highs today, the mid-70s to around 80 degrees. Lows tonight, the upper 50s and low 60s. Highs on Wednesday, upper 70s or low 80s. Our chance of rain's 10% for today and tonight, and should be around 20% tomorrow. Winds will be from the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour today. 76 right now in Orange, 24 Celsius, and our humidity's at 58%. Here's a brand new song from Jack Jones.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. We did what we had to do. And I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always but I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for love.
Jack Jones, What I Did for Love. Brand new song from Jack Jones. Just fade out there, Jack. Jack Jones has been around making music for a long, long time. Here's a song Jack Jones had out about 11 years ago, back in 1964. It's called Love with the Proper Stranger. 22 after 11 at WJMA this morning.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger. If I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh yes, I know I'm a wild, it seems. You know I know, and I'd whisper, as a stranger, for I'm a poor, proper stranger to you.
From 1964, Jack Jones, Love with a Proper Stranger, from the motion picture of the same name. 25 after 11 at WJMA, Ross Hunter here till noontime. Did you know that it is possible for you to have central cooling in your home in just one day, or maybe even less? Dunaway's Heating and Cooling in Roseville will use your present ductwork and install a General Electric Deluxe air conditioning system for as little as $795. Slightly more, of course, if there are many modifications to make, for instance, if they have to build you a house to air condition. But Dunaway's estimates, of course, are free and there's no obligation, so it'll certainly be worth a phone call. That's Dunaway's Heating and Cooling, Route 20 at Roseville, 854-4334, 854-4334. First ballot counting for the American League All-Star roster has been announced, and batting leader Rod Carew has drawn the most votes so far, about 82,000. Minnesota Twins first baseman is batting 421. Milwaukee Brewers' Hank Aaron is the second most popular outfielder. He has about 48,000 votes. The first National League tabulations will be announced on Friday. A lineup card made from the early American League balloting would look something like this. Thurman Munson of the Yankees would be catcher. First base, George Scott, Milwaukee. Carew would be at second. Detroit's Aurelio Rodriguez would play third. Oakland's Bert Campanaris at shortstop. Outfielders would include Hank Aaron, Oakland A's Reggie Jackson, and Joe Rudy. Pitchers will be chosen by the All-Star manager. The All-Star game will be in Milwaukee on July 15th. 26 after 11 o'clock. Sergio Mendez here. Davy.
About you.
That's Sergio Mendez and Davey. WJMA's Eagle Ear sports fan, Pat Watson, detected an error in the All-Star sports story just a minute ago. Rod Carew plays second base for Minnesota. The Associated Press story said first base at one place and second base at another, but probably he'll be in there playing second base where he belongs. It's 11:30. This is WJMA, AM, FM, and Orange. Time now for Willie the Weatherman.
From the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, construction and planning proceed toward the launch, recovery, and refurbishment of the reusable space shuttle. That's the story Willard Scott reporting. Details coming up. This is the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The scene, NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida, during a typical manned space launch.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running, commit, liftoff. We have liftoff, 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Roger, we got a roll for
tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
By the early 1980s, the entire concept of conducting both manned and unmanned space missions is to change drastically. Scientific investigations, as well as unmanned satellites and probes, are to be carried aloft by the reusable space shuttle. The shuttle will be launched into orbit like a spacecraft, carry out missions lasting as long as a month, then return to Earth for a ground landing like an airplane. And the winged orbiter portion of the shuttle can be reused at least 100 times. When shuttle missions begin, most of them will start and end at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida. At Kennedy, manager of the shuttle project office, Bob Gray, explained that the role of his center's personnel and facilities will change drastically as compared to the Apollo and Skylab launch days.
Just as an example, on Apollo, we were geared up to do a maximum of 4 per year. And as a matter of fact, to do that, we had over 25,000 people here at Kennedy Space Center to handle the Apollo program at the peak of Apollo. On the shuttle, we're planning to launch 40 a year, not 4, but 40. And we'll do this with 3 orbiters only. And we're hoping to do that with not 25,000 people, but hopefully less than 10,000, the order of 8 to 10,000 people total here at the center.
During a typical mission, the winged shuttle orbiter, piloted by man, will be launched from Kennedy by recoverable booster rockets. At the end of a mission, the orbiter will re-enter the atmosphere and glide back to Kennedy for a runway landing.
This kind of starts our activities, you might say, is when the thing lands on the runway. And the first thing we have to construct is a runway. We did not have a runway capable of handling the orbiter on its return from orbit here at KSC. So we are building what's one of the largest runways in the country. It's 15,000 feet long, which is nearly 3 miles. And it's 300 foot wide, so it's a very large runway. So that runway presently is under construction, and will be a couple more years before that is actually completed.
With the aid of the new runway and some new processing facilities, and by modifying existing Apollo and Skylab launch pads and assembly building, Bob Gray and the Kennedy Space Center team are planning to refurbish a returning space shuttle and make it ready for another launch in about 2 weeks.
It is a very large expanded role, and of course, the shuttle itself is a far different beast. We've got to learn a bunch of new techniques ourselves because we're trying to make it a low-cost system. Of course, it is reusable, as you know, and some of the things that we have to learn is the capability of, after we land the orbiter back here again, to very quickly make all the necessary repairs, diagnose the problems, correct the faults, and go through whatever maintenance is required, and then relaunch the vehicle again in a very short period of time.
Shuttle Projects Manager Bob Gray, commenting on a big job now underway in preparation for the reusable space shuttle. The story from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida. This has been the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Willard Scott speaking.
Oh, thank you so much, Willard. Miss Willard Scott, guy you see doing the weather on TV every now and then. 25 before 12 o'clock at WJMA this morning.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Oh, 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 what time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew, he's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the night time when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew, and I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what time of day?
What time of day should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the morning?
What time of day
should I sing it in the noontime?
That's Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones. What time of day? 23 before 12 o'clock at WJMA this morning. A hospital in Ithaca, New York, says the creator of the television series Twilight Zone, Rod Serling, is in fair condition in an intensive care unit. A spokeswoman at Tompkins County Hospital said this morning the 50-year-old science fiction writer and television producer was admitted on Saturday, but she declined to give the nature of his illness or say how long he'll be hospitalized. Serling was hospitalized for 2 weeks early last month after suffering what was diagnosed as a mild heart attack. 22 before 12.
This is Bob Hoover, pastor of Trinity United Methodist Church in Orange. I once heard a man say that he used to be religious in a kind of exterior way. He went to church only as he felt like it, seldom read the Bible, prayed only when he got into deep trouble, and never had any real joy in his experience. His religion was something outside himself. He continued his story when he said it was something like the lunch I used to carry every day to work. I would lay my lunch box on the corner of my desk, look at it often, and think about it, for I was always hungry. But when 12 o'clock came, I opened it and really ate what was in it. My lunch then got inside me, where it satisfied my hunger, gave me energy and pleasure. Well, my friends, when Christ gets inside us, he gives us enthusiastic joy and furnishes us with power. He endows us with a sense of purpose and creates greater love within us for God and for our fellow man. Yes, when Christ gets inside us, he gives us enthusiastic joy.
Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, a world away from here, is a ship who sails the sea, is a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there. I'm a lonely lighthouse, not a ship out in the night. I'm watching the sea,
She's come halfway around the world to see the light and to stay away from me. There is a shipwreck lying at my feet, some weary refugee from the rolling deep. Ah, could you lose it all and fall for me? Couldn't we shine?
I'm rolling all my golden moments into one. Like to shine like the sun, one more summer day.
Like to
shine like the
lighthouse, like the lighthouse.
Last summer night, you're flashing, flashing, fading away.
Well, if you feel lost and lonely and don't know where to go, and you hear this song on the radio, or even if you're feeling healthy and strong, you might like to sing along.
But just because I might be standing here, that don't mean I won't be wrong this time. You could follow me and lose your mind.
Couldn't we shine?
Rolling all my golden moments into one. Like to shine like the sun, one more summer day.
Like to
shine like a lighthouse, like a lighthouse. One last summer night, flashing on, flashing,
fading away.
Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, world away from here. Here's a ship who sails the sea. Here's a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there.
That's called Lighthouse. James Taylor from the new album Gorilla, 18 before 12 o'clock. You know what Vicki Simpson of Montreal did? She turned down Prince Charles. Says that he just isn't her kind of man. Miss Simpson met the prince at a restaurant in Montreal last week, and he asked her for a dance. She said, no, I'm tired.
Catalog store in Orange has most anything in the book. Stop in next to Orange Sports and Hardware in Perry Plaza. Catalog Store, your one-stop source for hard-to-find records and tapes, as well as the top hits of the day. Your one-stop source for sheet music, folios, instruction books, both popular and classical. And remember, what's on display is also for sale right on the spot. Look around. Catalog Store, with most anything in the book. Next to Orange Sports and Hardware, Perry Plaza, Orange.
Mr. Hughes, would you buy a Ford Pinto or Pinto Wagon or Mustang or Bobcat from stock at L&W Ford if you could save $1 off the sticker price?
No.
$2?
No.
$25?
No.
Would you buy if L&W Ford rebated $50 from the sticker price?
No. No.
$100?
No.
How about when L&W Ford cuts $150 from the sticker price of Bobcats, Mustangs, Pintos, and Pinto Wagons in stock?
No.
$200?
No.
$250?
How much?
L&W Ford's cutting $250 off the sticker price of all Pintos, Pinto Wagons, Bobcats, and Mustangs in stock. Now, which one shall I get ready for you? Offer ends June 15th.
I'll take that one and that one and that one there.
Yes, sir. That Mr. One, Hughes, sir, may I call you Howard?
Remember, my boy, a penny saved is a penny earned. I learned that as a kid. Why, I was 18 and only had $700 million, so I learned the value of money. Would you have those wrapped and sent out to my daughter-in-law? $250 per car. Wow, what a deal.
Wonder if they have any used deep-sea mining ships down there at L&W Ford. Wonder if we could interest Howard in one of those. 16 before 12 o'clock at WJMA.
Whatever. Midnight blue.
That's Midnight Blue, Melissa Manchester, at 13 before High Noon.
We're having a party at Tasty Breeze, a good time party at Tasty Breeze. There's lots of fun at Tasty Breeze, that's where the good things are.
Big T, that's me, with a surprise for you at your participating Tasty Breeze.
Big T Burger chocolate shake, tasty crisp chicken.
The party place is Tasty Breeze, and everybody loves Big T.
Come to the party at Tasty Freeze.
Update 5 County weather right after this one from Paul Anka. Paul Anka, I don't like to sleep alone. 9 minutes before 12, weather forecast for Orange, Madison Run, Parker, and Catalpa. Partly cloudy this afternoon, highest around 80 degrees. Considerable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. Let's see, with Tyne Gals tonight. What in the world have they written here? With Tyne Gals tonight around 60, and... and the high tomorrow around 80. This doesn't make any sense. Probability of rain 10% this afternoon and tonight. With Pine Gals tonight. I don't know. We'll call the weather service and find out what in the world that is. Maybe it's something like a hailstorm. I don't know. It's strange.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.
Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
That's Happy Trails, Roy Rogers. 6 before the news at 12 o'clock. Been some concern in Washington what would happen if they televised and broadcast on radio the proceedings of Congress. They have now tried it in England, and here's the way the story goes. Britain's House of Commons was on radio live for the first time, and some of the listeners thought they had tuned in on a comedy show. Several listeners telephoned the BBC and asked what had happened to the programs they expected to hear. After a 9-year battle by the media, Commons yesterday began a 4-week experiment broadcasting daily Question Time, with which each session opens. Representatives of the government reply to questions submitted in advance by members, and the answers are subject to debate. Many British listeners were confused by the wide variety of subjects discussed and the noisy background of coughs, groans, mumbles, and other such favorite cries.
Rubbish!
Resign! Resign!
Hear, hear.
And
hear, hear.
Stuff like that. Anyway, the star of the first show was Anthony Wedgwood Benn, the industry minister, who led the rebels in the Labour Party who opposed Britain remaining in the common market. Ben was asked if he would resign because of the 2-1 vote to remain in the common market. Looking across the floor to Margaret Thatcher, the leader of the Conservative Party, he replied, "If you want my head on a platter, you'll have to find yourselves another Salome."
Fireman's Fair 75 gets underway in Orange Friday night after the big parade with games of skill, rides, food, and fun for everyone in the family. Ride the mixer, the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel. Enjoy delicious food prepared by the Ladies Auxiliary. Watch the parade Friday night at 6:30 featuring bands, majorettes, floats, and the new trucks of the Orange, Barbersville, and Gordonsville Fire Departments. It's the big weekend of the year, the Orange Firemen's Parade and Carnival, this Friday and Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Orange.
Yeah, you know those British guys. They're kind of strange. 4 minutes before the news at 12 o'clock today, Russ Roberts will be here throughout the afternoon on the afternoon show. Big Bob Wade will be along with entertainment this evening.
Once there was a medicine man, and he loved this girl, but all his power could not make her love him. But she knew his heart was good, and she said, "I will go upon the mountain, and the spirit will tell me what to do." He waited a long time and she did not come back. And he said, "I will turn myself into a tree and wait forever if I have to." And because he had the power, animals took shelter in his branches and among his roots. And he made other trees to grow all around him because he was lonely. And now he waits for her with his friends. And that is how the forest began.
A tree is more than just wood. It's part of our heritage. Please, be careful with fire.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Safeway wants to help your food dollar go further.
Great meals for less money.
And now great dinnerware for less money. announcing Safeway's Golden Harvest, stunning dinnerware made especially for Safeway by Homer Laughlin. Golden Harvest is warm earth colors. It's a rich sculptured pattern, a look and feel that will bring your table to life. And the price? Each place setting item is just 49 cents. Accessory pieces also available. Safeway's Golden Harvest dinnerware is as practical as it is beautiful. It's oven-proof and dishwasher-safe, and just 49 cents a place-setting item at your favorite Safeway store. Golden Harvest dinnerware by Homer Laughlin. Start your set today, only at Safeway.
Great meals for less money. Safeway.
The train is just about to pull into town. It's almost high noon, folks. Get your guns ready. The shootout is going to start. Russ Roberts will be along throughout the afternoon on the afternoon show to keep you entertained with lots of wit and wisdom and perhaps even some music thrown in there in between. The new news is coming up next. After that, the really swell and interesting Farm and Home Report. Speaking of the Farm and Home Report, a female part Pekingese dog has been found on Route 639 in the Madison Run area. If that is yours, please call 672-4526. 672-4526. I had lots of words of wisdom planned for you for a really swell sign-off today, this being Tuesday the 10th of June and a very important day in all of our lives. And I had it written down, but I lost my piece of paper on the way to work today, and I just can't remember what's happened to it. It's 1 minute before 12 o'clock, official time. Seven days a week, WJMA is serving the five-county area with news, weather, sports, information, and entertainment.
I think that WJMA is just a terrific little station.
I feel lost when I go in to cook breakfast in the morning and don't turn on the radio.
I really appreciate the radio.
I couldn't live without it.
When a radio station means this much to its listeners, it's a vital and important part of the community. Serving the five-county area every day of every week, this is WJMA in Orange.
The noon edition of World and National News is brought to you Monday through Saturday by Mason Insurance Agency at the corner of Washington Street and Madison Road in Orange. With the news, I'm Russ Roberts. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Frank Church has promised full disclosure of evidence linking the CIA to alleged assassination plots, but Church says he doesn't know yet when or how the disclosures will be made. In a broadcast today on NBC, Church said again that his panel has, in his words, hard evidence of CIA involvement in murder plots and murder attempts. Church said he's confident that a full disclosure will be made in a way that relays the facts, but, as he put it, avoids the injury we all want to avoid. At his news conference yesterday, President Ford said the Rockefeller Commission report on the CIA will be made public today. But Ford said any information on alleged assassination plots will be forwarded to the House and Senate committees probing CIA activities. Ford also said the material will go to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Ford's decision to keep material on CIA assassination plots under wraps has drawn fire from Washington Senator Henry Scoop Jackson. Jackson, a Democratic hopeful for the presidency, said today Ford has ducked his duty to the public. U.S. officials in Laos reportedly have had no success so far in efforts to learn why Laotian police are holding a 36-year-old American woman. One official said the woman, Rosemary Conway, has been held for a week on unspecified political charges. Officials say a note has been sent to the Laotian Foreign Ministry seeking an explanation of Ms. Conway's imprisonment. Political observers say the woman's detention apparently is another attempt to harass Americans and discredit the United States. A newspaper says she is accused of involvement in a CIA plot to smuggle T-28 Talon bombers out of Laos. Speaking to newsmen through a window of her jail, she denied this. Belgium's defense minister, Paul van den Boynans, has disclosed some of the levers Washington used to win a Belgian contract for American YF-16 jet fighters. And Premier Leo Tindemans went before Parliament today to seek support for the contract. His speech was interrupted several times by opposition heckling. Van den Boynans said he got a promise from Defense Secretary James Schlesinger to consider favorably an order for $32 million worth of submachine guns for the Belgian National Army factory. Schlesinger also said, is said to have promised Belgium and the other European buyers of the YF-16 a share in production of the aircraft. This is WJMA Radio News.
This is Ben Hargett of Mason Insurance Agency. If you are one of the lucky ones who owns a boat, you have no doubt already begun preparations for putting your boat in the water. We all know boating is fun, but we also know it can be dangerous. At Mason Insurance Agency, we represent the largest boat insurer in the world and offer one of the broadest and most competitive boat insurance policies on the market anywhere. Protect your investment in your boat as well as the liability hazards that can arise while you're operating it. Call Mason Insurance Agency at 672-4644 or stop by and see us at 164 Madison Road in Orange for all the details. We think you will be pleasantly surprised at how much protection you can get for your money with a boat policy from Mason Insurance Agency.
WJMA News Time, 12:04. Israeli Prime Minister Rabin is on his way to Washington for what's expected to be a round of tough bargaining with the president. Rabin's visit comes amid reports that Israel is backing down from its demand for a non-belligerency pledge as part of an interim settlement with Egypt. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat says it's up to the United States to press Israel for acceptable peace terms. In a BBC interview, Sadat said only the United States, which provides Israel with everything from guns to butter, is in a position to exert pressure on the Jewish state. The Civil Rights Commission says the federal government has had little success with programs administering federal, state, and local government contracts to minority-owned firms. In a report sent to President Ford and congressional leaders and made public today, the commission pins part of the blame on biased officials awarding the contracts. However, the two-year study also notes that few women or minorities own the type of firms that market products and services most sought by the United States government. The study shows that minorities receive less than 0.7% of the $120 billion spent annually by federal, state, and local governments. A move is on to halt the 10-day-old job action staged by New York doctors protesting sharply rising malpractice insurance rates. The leaders of the doctors' protest voted today to recommend that the physicians return to their jobs for a cooling-off period. The vote came just hours after Governor Hugh Carey announced that he would empanel a malpractice commission to study recently enacted state malpractice laws. Rhode Island's 20-day-old anti-abortion law was declared unconstitutional today by a federal court judge in Providence. The law was challenged in a suit filed by 19 staff physicians at the Women's and Infants Hospital in Providence and two pregnant women. The doctors said the law was unconstitutional and so vaguely written that it had forced them not to perform saline-type abortions on women 16 to 20 weeks pregnant. Santa Barbara County firemen in California ended their 9-day strike today, voting overwhelmingly to accept what was billed as the county's final contract offer. Details of the contract, hammered out in an unusual open negotiating session through the night, gave the firefighters a 5% wage increase and a dental insurance plan. The men in Echo, Oregon used to joke about their powder puff police chief, but the snickering stopped abruptly the first time Chief Bonnie Rogers broke up a bar fight. In her 8 months as chief of the one-person police force, Miss Rogers says she's broken up two barroom brawls, disarmed two suspects, and nabbed a few drunks. The 6-foot-tall, 28-year-old police chief says the job is tougher than she first thought it would be, but she says she enjoys every minute of it. In the weather across the country, a stationary front is causing showers and thundershowers through the southern half of the country, and from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf and the South Atlantic coast. Heavy rains have occurred in parts of Louisiana with some flooding. 3 to 5 inches of rain have fallen in some areas of northern Louisiana.